saw the last tranche of funding that I felt anyway that we were discriminated against. There was something around the region of 70-something thousand compared to the hundreds of thousands that other islands have got. Now, I've been working with Rin na Gaeltacht since, and I'm confident that now, in the next short period of time, that we'll be a wee bit more successful. But we can't just be given a wee bit more crumbs. What we need is substantial monies to be given to the islands so that we can work towards development. Not alone did I ask for more funding to be given to all our islands, but we need the minister to come to Donegal, meet with the island community on the islands, not within rooms where there's only politicians. We need the minister to sit down with the island community and look at their hopes and aspirations and how we can develop the island community.
As you said, now responsibility between Gaeltacht and Islands has been split between two different ministers. So you're talking two different portfolios, two different people. Really and truly, you really want both of them so that they can both see what the situation is and then both work together.
Now, I do know that Minister Humphreys was in Donegal there lately. I was told it was a personal break, but I felt it was a lost opportunity to speak to at least one or two people who works and represents the islands community. But that said, I think the government has made a blunder in terms of appointing a Gaeltacht minister and then an island minister. I don't believe that you can separate the islands and the Gaeltacht community because we are generally all a one. What I'd love to see would be just one minister appointed and a minister who actually cares. But in the meantime, until that happens, what we need is anybody and everybody with the interest of the islands, whichever minister that is, to come and meet with us.